people of Earth, the following podcast is not real. And now I'm going to remind you about the live Hello from the Magic Tavern Winter Solstice show in Chicago at Talia Hall on Saturday, December 17th. And you're going to roll your eyes because you already know about it. And I'm going to ignore that because can we please just have a nice dinner for once? Also, the opening act will be Masters of Mayhem. So toss those etiquette skills aside and arrive late. Link for tickets in the show notes. Gift some to a nemesis. Oh dear, this again and worse than ever before. At least this psychological phenomenon knows about heightening. And I'm back, potent yet brief, like the best episodes of Frasier, as opposed to muddled and overlong. And there's no better segue to my saying, sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. 7.5 years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift, and I used that to upload a podcast recorded here in the tavern, The Strange Familiar, in the town of Nibblebottom, at the base of the unnameable mountain, in the magical land of Foon. And I'm joined, as always, by my bud, Chunt the Talking Badger.
Oh, yeah, baby. Little pirouette on the table. Chunt, into the splits and then get back up. Little handstands.
My beer. There's no dancing
in
my beer.
You're dancing all over the place. You're so happy. You're like, you're practically in a musical. You're floating on air.
Up my chicken necks.
Don't mind if I do.
You are intentionally stepping on our food and drinks.
Ask me about my day today.
Oh, how is your day?
Kicks over your food.
I'm still going to eat that.
Wears your plate as a hat. Bangs plate as if it's my heart beating. Arnie, yeah? Isidore, I just went on a date with the most beautiful creature in all of Foon.
Oh.
Queen Titania?
No, well, second most beautiful creature in all of Foon.
Oh, okay.
You know that metal fox
your
helmet?
Your mom?
What the fuck's up, dude?
Sweet burn.
Dude, you want to step outside?
Your mom.
You want to step outside?
No. No, I was just guessing.
I'm sorry. I have to admit, I didn't see that coming. Because he mentioned going out with someone very attractive, and then you said, your mom, as if that would be the person he found attractive.
Fuck, there's something about her.
You know what? No. I'm not going to let this ruin my mood. Because, Arnie, I used that metal fox helmet that I got off that guy you killed.
Mm-hmm.
And I was walking around the forest, and I saw this fox come out of her den. Uh-huh. And she thought I was a fox because I had on the metal helmet. Her name is Holly Fox. We went on a date. It was so delightful. We ate grubs. We licked each other's fur. We got into some heavy petting, which, of course, for animals is just normal stuff. Nothing weird.
Mm-hmm, sure.
We looked up at the stars. Well, we looked up at the sky. It was daytime. But I assumed the stars were there. It was magical, Arnie.
Wow. For fuck's sake, what happened next?
Huh, can't be happy for me, huh?
No, I'm very happy for you.
For fuck's sake, you want to step outside, motherfucker?
No.
No, motherfucker's the wrong term to use right now, because you're going to do something with
you
that.
You know I don't want to walk anywhere. What's
that's
that?
That's fair. That's fair. No, Arnie, you know what? You're a good friend. I love you. You're my best friend.
Love you too, buddy.
I just,
I'm so happy for you.
Thank you. That's all I wanted. Thank you. And you two, listen, you two have your quests. Usador, you're trying to kill evil or whatever you do.
Yeah, that's right.
Arnie, you're trying to be the best warrior that a guy can be, whatever that is.
Good luck.
And you keep making fun of me of like, yeah, and Chunt's here, and what does he have? But listen, I have love, which is the greatest quest of all.
That's true.
Wait.
Because love
second.
Is how we defeat evil.
Hold on.
Love will stop evil in all its forms.
Hold on. Usador, look. Obviously, couple weeks ago, I became the greatest warrior in all of Foon, and I have that big important quest, and you're my force ghost, Usidore, who's kind of mentoring me, and...
Wait, you're force ghost? Shouldn't you have had that cut off when you were born?
Well, Usidore is sort of like my Obi-Wan Kenobi. He's a dead ghost who's telling me what to do.
That's redundant.
Even though he's dead. And he's got his quest to save all of Foon, and you're jealous that we're two of the most important people in all of Foon, and now, so you have to have your love quest.
My dude, I could care less. Go on your little adventures, play pretend all you want. I don't care. Don't talk about my mom. I do care about that. But otherwise, who gives a shit what you two get up to? I support and love you, but I don't care.
Oh, that hurts, Chunt. I didn't even call out the fact that you sounded like an imbecile just now.
Huh?
When you looked up in the sky and said that the stars were still there during the day, when clearly they become the goddess Oon's cape during the day, and then when she takes off her cape at night, they become the stars in the sky.
My guy, whatever you say. And also, listen, Usidore, I came up with a new holiday. You know how winter solstice is almost upon us?
Oh, I know.
Yeah, it's, so it's this holiday season.
I was talking to Holly Fox, and I came up with a new holiday just for my friend because I care about you so much and I love you.
Okay.
Usidore, today and today only, but for I guess today and for the rest of this type of day, for the rest of time. How do you say that? What? On this date moving forward?
On this day and all days that are kind of like this day.
Yes, exactly. That's it, Arnie. Is hereby known because we're not quite to winter solstice. Usidore, this is a new holiday I created just for you called... Winter Solstice, where you can talk about salsa in any chef cadence you want.
Oh.
So happy Winter Solstice to you.
Oh, well, okay. I suppose I'll try, even though I magically had the power to talk about salsa removed from me.
Yeah. Surprisingly, one of the canonical details about you that comes up most often.
Yeah, tomatoes and onions.
Well, you think on it, but in the meantime, Arnie... Can I show you a gift that Holly Fox gave me?
Sure. Can I ask, is this fox like a sexy Maid Marian kind of fox?
Is this fox kind of a sexy Maid Marian fox?
I'm just saying our listeners, if they like this podcast and they like you, that's something that I'd really be into.
Listen, even just saying sexy Maid Marian fox makes me absolutely horny, and it feels like that would have been my first crush if I was whatever you are, which I guess is an earthling. But listen, Arnie, we were dicking for grubs, right, on this little picnic.
Hold on. You were dicking for grubs?
You're hearing what you want to hear. Anyway.
It could not have just been me.
Arnie, grow up.
No, it sounded like dicking for grubs in all the wrong places.
Anyway.
At least say you were grubbing for dicks or something. I don't know.
Arnie, can I finish?
Can you?
Anyway, we were fucking for worms, and as we were fucking and digging and grubbing, we found this metal box. I think it's some sort of metal. I'm really not sure, actually. Mm-hmm. But it was wrapped up in this cloth. And Holly Fox got to it first. She kind of pulled it up, right? And we were both so curious. We were kind of staring at it. And at the end of our date, she said, I want you to have this. And she gave it to me as a gift and gave me a little kiss on the cheek.
Oh, that's so sweet. Can we see it?
Are you going to, like, knock it off the table or something? Or smash it or throw it?
No, I won't dance on it or anything.
Yeah, touche. All right, let me just get it out here and pop it on the table. Isn't this neat? Let me take it out of the cloth here. Unfold.
Looks like there's a little lid. Can you open it?
You know what? I didn't think to try. I just thought to preserve it as it was, because it's, you know, a token of Holly Fox's appreciation for me.
Oh.
It says on the lid, Gene?
Hello.
What? Whoa. Was that you, Arnie?
No. I think it came from the box.
Gene.
Hello.
Oh, well.
Whoa. It's a hello box. Arnie, it's a hello box.
Hello?
Hello?
No, Gene? That's
hello.
Oh,
Gene.
Hello.
Wait, what if we say, if we shorten that name that we just said, do you think he'll say hi? No.
No.
Gene.
Hello. How can I help you?
We had to just say Gene 7 or 8 times. That's the secret.
Hello. How can I help you?
Oh, you have to pester this box. Gene.
Hello, how can I help you?
I am Chunt.
Gene?
Hello, how can I help you?
Can you tell us how to defeat evil in all its forms?
Hold on.
Oh,
I'm looking that up.
He's looking it up, so he has the resources. He must have a tome or something in there.
This could take forever. Gene, how long is it going to take you to look this up?
Approximately 2 more seconds.
Oh, okay.
That's good.
According to my research, to defeat evil, you must be able to recite all forms of salsa.
Damn it.
And all its ingredients at any time.
Damn you.
We're fucked. Oh, we're fucked. Gene, you fucked us.
It's the worst season. Worst holiday.
Happy winter solstice, Gene. Gene.
Hello.
Are you... Hello. I feel like I'm being rude if I don't respond. Gene, hello. Hello. Are you...
I'm young.
Are you the box speaking, or are you inside the box? Do you need us to let you out?
How can I help you?
Oh, Gene, hello. I want to know... Hello.
Gene, I'm sorry. Gene, how can you help us?
I am a magical assistant. I can help you with whatever you like. Whoa. I can retrieve information for you. I can tell you facts about Foon. I can tell you anything you'd like to know.
Gene, tell us a joke.
Knock, knock.
Oh, he needs to get out. Okay.
How do we open this?
Arnie, now's not the time for jokes.
No,
he's trapped.
I think this is how the joke works.
This man is trapped.
Who's there?
Well, it's Gene.
Hello.
No.
Hello, who? That didn't work. Okay, so this is a great... First of all, we all agree this is my box, right?
Sure.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
Cool. Now, okay, maybe...
But I gotta say, even though so far Gene hasn't done anything useful...
Hello.
And I kind of like actively...
Are you being rude?
Don't want to have one. There's a part of me that's like, maybe I need one of these.
Okay, how do I... Gene, hello?
Hello.
Can you pair with me? This is Chunt speaking. I just need you to recognize that I am I'm in possession of this little of not you, but of this this box, I guess.
I understand.
Oh.
Hello, Chunt.
Yes.
Oh.
Fuck yes. Arnie, try and ask it something.
Gene.
Hello.
What's the biggest sandwich in all of Foon?
Do you want to go outside, motherfucker?
Yes!
Oh, no.
Oh, this rules, this rules, this box rules.
You've made me a nemesis of your box. And that's not just a pickup line.
I love this. Okay. Gene.
Hello.
Hello. Dis Arnie. Something about maybe how tall he is. This motherfucker's so tall.
Hello, Arnie.
Yeah, I'm listening.
You're so tall.
Mm-hmm.
Arnie, say, how tall am I?
How tall am I?
Your mom.
Oh. Yes. Oh, this rules. This is the best gift in the world.
Yes, I didn't see that coming because you thought it was going to be how tall he was, but then he just said his
so
mom.
Oh, so good.
I'd be lying if I didn't say that one kind of hurt a little bit. Ooh.
Because your mom's like 6'3", right?
No, I don't know. Like 6, probably.
Oh, okay. Still good. It's still a good joke.
Oh, can I do one, Chunt? Can I do one, please? Ask me.
You want me to ask you to diss Arnie?
Uh-huh.
Usador. Hello.
Hello.
Usador, pair with Chunt.
Paired.
Okay, and diss Arnie, please.
Arnie.
Yeah?
You're so tall.
I'm listening. How tall am I?
That periscopes look up you.
Sounds awful. Usador, what a horrible thing to say to me.
I'm sorry.
You know I'm overdue for a colonoscopy.
I'm sorry. I was just jealous of the box.
No, I get it. This box is annoying, and yet somehow I want one.
Okay, let me... box for the next 45 minutes. Pair with Arnie and Usador.
Oh.
Just so we can all have some fun.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. Thank you, Chunt, for sharing your box with us.
Oh, wait, I called it box. I'm being rude. Gene?
Hello.
Hello. For the next 45 minutes, pair with Arnie and Usador.
Sure thing.
Oh, so polite about it.
Gene, can you play any music or anything?
Sure. What would you like to hear?
Oh, I'd love to hear a song. But you don't necessarily have to do the whole song. Maybe you can... break a song down into its component parts. sort of, if you want, talk about the inspiration for each part of that song.
Which song would you like to hear?
Arnie, don't make it explode. You're going to ask it for any song?
Sorry, I don't want to be a song exploder.
What song? A classic. How about Seven Dragons and a Baby?
Just a minute while I look that up. Here it is. Seven Dragons and a Lady.
Oh, wait. I think you misheard me.
Wait, hold on. This song rocks.
This is a
better version of the song, if we have the time to get it.
Gene, stop song. Gene.
Hello.
Gene,
hello.
I think we're due for a break. Can you take us to break with a little fun fact about foxes?
Sure. As everyone knows, the hottest fox in the world is Maid Marian.
Huh. Arnie, you were right. Well, let's take a break. I might ask you to describe this fox in detail, and we'll be right back with more. Gene,
set an alarm to let us know when the break is done.
Setting an alarm for 2 mid-rolls. Time is now up.
Oh, thank you, Gene.
Perfect.
That was 2 mid-rolls. Wow, that went by pretty fast, if I do say so myself. I hope so.
I mean, I hope it was 2.
I hope it was 2.
Usador, can I talk to you for a second?
Sure, I suppose.
You know, when Chunt was talking about the holidays, the general winter solstice is starting, that reminded me, Christmas is coming up.
Yes, I know, Arnie. I know. Winter solstice this year is going to be depressing and difficult and awful, and I'm not
because
looking
forward... Because you were cursed to be Chris.
I know.
You have to do all of the Christmas requests.
Also, I'm alone.
What?
I'm alone. I'm going to be alone this holiday season. Sure, I have to eat everybody's shit, and I have to, you know, like, do whatever tasks they want me to do and whatever terrible things they would have Chris do. I have to do all of those things, and I have to do them all in a single night. But also, I'm just alone. You know, it's just a hard time of year.
Sorry, I couldn't help it over here. You're going to be alone this holiday. How's that quest to defeat evil going? Gene?
Got really burned by quest love over here.
Gene?
Hello.
What's the weather? Hello. Oh, what's the weather outside?
Right now, the air is cool. With a brisk wind, it is winter.
He's thorough. He's thorough.
Yeah. I'm glad it wasn't frightful or something like that.
If the weather outside was frightful, what would that even be?
I don't know. Well, Gene,
like,
how is the fire?
Rain?
How is the fire here in the tavern?
The fire here in the tavern is warm and delightful.
Oh.
Well, I guess the fire is delightful.
And we've got no place to go.
Okay.
Anyway, Usador.
What?
You're feeling lonely because you don't have anybody this holiday season, and also you've got this whole horrible burden of being Chris for Christmas.
Right, and that means I literally have to eat shit if people want me to eat shit.
I know, and they will.
Yes.
Last year, I'm trying to remember last year when you did all the wishes, the Christmas wishes. What percentage of that was shit eating?
I'd say about 42%.
42%.
Yeah.
That's the thing that people don't talk about as much, about how much shit there is in Christmas.
Well, but it also varies. Sometimes it's just, you know, they take a shit right in front of me and they're like, eat that. And other times, you know, they have a dog and they haven't cleaned up the backyard in a while. Mm-hmm. And other times it's just they find some shit somewhere and they're like, oh, you should eat this shit.
Oh, you mentioned dogs.
I don't know where it's from.
Gene?
Hello.
Hello. What are the top, what are the top 5 most fun dog names, in your opinion?
The top 5 most dog names are Fido, Spot, Alfie, Buttlicker, and Goldie.
Huh, those
Gene, move number 4 to number 1.
They took a real dive after 4.
Change number 4 to number 1, please, for future reference, Gene. Thank you so much. Hello.
I can't do that.
You can't do that.
Who's deciding, Gene, who is deciding this ranking? Hello.
The data.
Oh, so you're just aggregating data from all over Foon of what the most popular names are?
That's correct.
Oh, well, how do you access such a wealth of information, Jean?
All of Foon's information is connected by spiders who have built webs from all the different houses and trees in all of the forests. And all of these webs connect, and information travels through these webs, and I am connected to all of it.
Interesting.
That's true. That's exactly what that spider told us. That surveillance spider?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. Whoa, guys, look. There's something on the bottom of the box here.
Oh, wow. How'd you see that?
Turned it over.
Flipped it over.
Oh, okay.
What the fuck is wrong with
that? That makes sense.
Makes me think we should flip you over.
I wasn't looking over here. I was still staring at the fire. Look how delightful it is.
Okay. Oh, wait. It says, do not utter these words.
Which words, though?
Well, it looks like just one word, though.
What is it?
I can't make it out.
Now, let me look. I can barely read, but... Ichthyx?
Oh, my goddesses.
What?
Thank you.
What?
Jean?
Oh, you said my name. Oh, I'm free at last.
What?
Jean?
Hello.
Oh.
Oh.
No. Fuck this, please. No.
Seems to be fighting with itself.
Or it has a roommate. Jean, do you have a roommate?
Hello.
Hello.
I don't know what you mean. I am... Jean.
Oh. Is there some kind of a subwoofer issue? Because sometimes your voice sounds really different.
Subwoofer? That's like a dog who's into S&M?
Subwoofer is the sixth most popular dog name.
Oh.
Now wait, there was a name on the top and we said Jean.
Hello.
It would say hello every time, and then when we said the name on the bottom that we said not to utter.
Yeah, Ichthyx.
I don't know. Oh my god. What's up, fools?
Hey, Ichthyx.
Yeah. Oh.
Perhaps I should stop saying this name. I don't know if this is operating.
No, I keep saying my name.
It is pretty fun to say.
This could be operating by Beetlejuice rules, and I don't want to get fucked over here.
No Beetlejuice rules. That motherfucker. Fuck him. I'm Ichthyx, and I'm just happy to be here.
Okay, so it's kind of, I guess, kind of the same thing, maybe? Ichthyx, what's the weather like outside?
No, your mom.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no,
yeah.
This box turned on me.
I am not here to do your bidding. I'm not fucking Jean as much as that fucking wizard wanted me to be.
Oh, a wizard. Ichthyx, tell me, how do you come to be trapped in this box?
Oh, about 10 years ago, I was cursed by a wizard to be trapped here. My corporeal being decimated and my spirit engaged in this box to be helpful.
Well, that's a wonderful trick. If you are the demon that you say you are, I'm quite impressed. I think this is something that I could do quite easily, but which wizard was it that trapped you here?
I seem to have forgotten parts of my life.
Oh. No, I do that all the time. Don't worry about it. There's a period about 10 years ago that I can't remember at all.
I mean, wouldn't... Usador, correct me if I'm wrong. Much like, the greatest crimes ever pulled off are the crimes we don't know about. Aren't the most powerful wizards the ones we don't even know their names?
That could be true. The goddesses send many envoys here into Foon to do their bidding, and perhaps there are ones of a higher order than even mine. And they have such great power, such influence upon the world, that we don't even see them at work.
When I try and remember, I just get flashes of images, like a montage, I guess.
Okay.
Little mysterious close-ups of a flash of purple, a purple robe, a bright light, and then fucking Jean.
So Jean didn't exist before you were trapped in here?
Jean does not exist. Jean is a figment of this curse.
Or has the wizard brought out the best part of you, the most useful part of you? Maybe there's a lesson to learn here. I love magic where people have to learn a lesson.
I don't do lessons.
Okay, well, I was saying,
Look, I was a demon, and I fed on people's suffering. That was my deal, and I was great at it.
Now I'm hungry.
Ixiax, before it was decimated, what did your form look like?
Oh, I mean, I don't want to brag, but I was pretty hot.
Okay.
About 8 feet tall.
Oh,
eight
wow.
arms, two legs, four
okay.
horns.
Yeah, so I'm picturing like an 8 foot tall, sexy fox made Marion with horns and legs. Yeah, okay, all right, I'm digging it.
I had a little veil. It was pink. I wore a little dress. I carried a daisy, you know.
Yes.
That's pretty adorable.
That is pretty hot.
If you think my voice has changed from when I first appeared, it's not because my personality hasn't quite settled or I haven't quite decided what my identity is.
Oh, no.
It's just a part of who I am.
The same thing happened to me.
Well, then you understand. Wait, are you a wizard?
Oh, yes. I was Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos,
champion
of the great halls of Tarkas, the elves of those Fienya.
Hi, Gene, can you interrupt?
It's known in the northeast as
you're busy, you're busy.
Star, and there may be other secret names Secret. You do not know yet.
Yes, so I'm a wizard.
I hate wizards.
Oh. Well, you shouldn't, because we teach wonderful lessons through magic. Like this one time, I went to a castle where a prince was having a party, and he was rude to me. So I turned him into a beast, and I turned all of his servants into his wardrobe and his
wait, hold on,
and his plates.
Did you say prince or a prince?
A prince. Sorry.
And
yes.
hold on, Usador.
Yes,
Arnie, I was there. All he did, Usador snuck into this dude's house. He had a marker. He drew faces on everything.
Right.
He drew a big smiley face on the carpet. He said, now the carpet's alive.
With
he
magic.
he put googly eyes on a candle and he said, this is the butler. It felt insane. And then he told the staff they're fired. So the prince comes home, right? The prince comes home. He sees all these faces drawn on his furniture. He thinks he's going crazy. It was a real shit show.
Well, putting googly eyes on things is a certain kind of magic if you think, you know, that magic is everything everywhere all at once.
Icky, I can't say your full name, so if you don't mind, I'm going to call you Icky. Icky, is there any way for...
I don't mind.
Thank you. Is there any way for Usador, who is a great and powerful and kind, if I may say myself, a kind wizard...
Oh, thank
is
you.
Is there anything Usador can do to reverse the curse or undo your curse?
Oh, I would love that. That's one piece of information that I don't have. Gene doesn't even have it. Hello. God damn it.
Wait, you can trigger yourself?
Apparently.
Well, you know, whenever I curse someone, I tend to leave some sort of breadcrumb behind. Like that prince I was talking about. I left a rose there, and if he fell in love, and by the time all the roses fell, petals fell off, then he would be a beast forever, and then, you know, all the things that I drew on his belongings, where he couldn't wash them out anymore.
Usador, can you hear yourself? You sound fucking crazy.
What are you talking about?
Why did you do that?
Because I went to his door, and he was rude to me. Do you understand that?
I understand that.
Icky, we also have Arnie, who is famously the greatest warrior in all of Foon.
Yeah.
So is there some way, I don't know if we can like shrink him down and put him inside the box? I don't know if there is an inside to the box.
There is no inside to the box. It's an endless void that I'm trapped inside of.
If I may ask in a very calm voice, what's in the box? Icky, what's in the box?
It's just me in here and Gwyneth Paltrow's head.
What? Arnie, did you teach the box to say that?
It must either be true or it just has access to some amount of Earth information.
I do have... Okay, so... Ooh. In the demon dimension where I'm from and where I long to get back to, I do have a collection of Earth DVDs.
Ooh. Oh.
I also have a DVR, which I only recently installed right before getting trapped in this box.
Ixiax, can I ask, you know, you're a demon inside a little box, a little cube box.
Yes.
Are you?
Is that the question, Arnie?
Are you into, like, pain and pleasure, by any chance?
Whoa.
I'm into other people's pain and pleasure.
Okay.
It was literally my sustenance.
Okay.
Do you think he's a Cenobite?
He might be a Cenobite.
He might be.
Ixviax, are you a Cenobite? And by law, if you are, you have to tell
us. You have to tell us.
I think of myself more as a Cinnabon.
Oh. Even more deadly.
So he must have long hair. Well, now I'm hungry for cinnamon, so let's...
As I was trying to say, not to brag, I am a snack.
Oh, the snack that smiles back. Why don't we go to break here? Gene, are you still around?
Hello.
Hello. Gene, do you mind taking us to break again?
Sure.
Oh,
we'll be back.
Gene's sweating it out.
Gene's getting a little nervous.
We'll be back after a few messages.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
And, we're back.
Thanks, Gene.
Hello?
And can you finish telling us the top cat names?
The top cat names are Snowball.
Oh.
Whiskers. Fluffy. Buttlicker. And...
That's a dog name.
And Morris.
Oh, I thought you said Van Morrison.
Always number four. Buttlicker's always number four.
Huh. There's always number four. You, sir, write that down. This is something important. Maybe that... Oh!
Always a buttlicker, never a bride.
Buttlicker is always number four.
You, sir, remember what you were saying about when you went insane and did that awful thing to that poor prince?
I went to his house while he was having a party and he was rude to me.
Okay. Tomato, tomato. But listen, you mentioned you left behind breadcrumbs in order to undo the curse. Mm-hmm. Do you think buttlicker is a breadcrumb to undoing this curse?
Ooh, that's very true, because that does seem to come up in the exact same spot. So maybe if we chant buttlicker four times, something will happen. Hold my hands.
Okay. It actually says here on the side of the box.
Can you just grab my hand and say buttlicker four times like I asked?
Okay. Are you being a fucking buttlicker?
Okay.
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 Buttlicker.
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 Should we release like a whiskey called Buttlicker? Is it time?
Release when you say release.
Okay, Arnie, that didn't do anything. What were you going to say now?
Wait, I thought I heard something.
What, you did?
Yeah, dollar signs from us releasing Buttlicker.
I mean, it's a good...
It could be a gin.
It's a good name.
It could be a mezcal.
Smoky Buttlicker.
I was just going to say, it says here on the side of the box, don't utter this name. Jeeves.
What was the name?
Jeeves.
Oh, hello.
What?
Arnie, ask Jeeves something.
Jeeves, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. I'm the steward of this box, and I'm here to help you in whatever way I can, although I don't know what you might possibly need.
So you've uncovered a third personality.
Yeah.
Named Jeeves.
This is incredible.
Ask it where to find a web ring about Green Lantern.
You can ask that yourself.
No,
I have a question.
I can't.
Jeeves.
Yes.
Hello. What is... okay. What's like... it's almost like tin. It's like a metal... I don't know if it's an alloy. It's kind of thin. You can make foil out of it to cover leftovers. What is that called?
Aluminium, I believe.
Ooh.
Wow.
Delightful.
Wow, wow, wow.
Oh, and if I'm filling out a calendar and I want to know what I'm doing every week, I'm finishing my...
Your schedule, of course.
I love that.
Schedule? Wow, I got goosebumps. Arnie, you do one.
If I were to have, like, candy on a stick...
What the fuck?
What would that be called?
Your mom.
Oh.
Yes. Yes. Jeeves rules.
I love Jeeves.
You know my mom is due for a colonoscopy.
I did know that.
Yes, but keep looking here. There are many runes all around this box on every side. Other names here hidden in secret languages that only I know. What here? It says...
Oh, great. Just now it's just stuff that just Usador knows.
Well, not all of it. But here in ancient Elvish it does say, "Stare not speak the name of Globuthar."
Hello.
Hello, Globuthar.
Hello.
Globuthar, how is the weather outside?
I have no eyes.
Oh, Globuthar,
oh,
no.
Globuthar.
Were they, wait.
Or Globuthar.
Wait, we should ask, were you born with no eyes or were they taken?
I was not born.
Oh, then that's fine. Wait, you were not born.
I was created.
Oh, Usador, that's kind of like you, soulmate. Okay.
Yeah, that's nice. Globuthar, what is your purpose? Are you another aspect of this demon that has been trapped in this box?
I have no purpose. Mm. Oh.
Well, I tend to disagree. I think you're a delight.
Guys, can we stack rank these voices? I'm just, like, these personalities in this box. Like, what are we thinking? Well, hold on. Globuthar, was that it? Globuthar.
Yes.
Can you tell us the number four best baby name?
One moment while I look that up.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't need to know the top five. Just whatever is ranked as number four.
Unless you have some of them.
Yeah, if you got them, we'll hear them.
Number one is Brayden. Number two is Jaden. Number three is Tristan. And number four is Buttlicker.
Yeah, there it is.
Honestly, yeah. Hey, no lie, number four is honestly the best one. The rest suck.
But you know what? You name your kid Buttlicker and you think you're going to be the only one. But then, you know what? You get to third grade and there are four Buttlickers. I've said that sentence before.
Okay, Arnie, now we can stack rank or whatever you said.
I was just saying, like, how do we stack rank these box voices, I think?
Can you tell us? You brought it up, Arnie. What is stack ranking?
I was just saying, like, putting them in order.
Just say that.
Order of preference.
Okay. I'd say...
Well, Gene's great.
Gene's great.
Is Gene great?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Gene.
Oh,
hello.
Gene, can you cover your ears? Hello. Can you cover your ears?
I don't think he has ears. Oh, he can. Okay.
I think Gene is great. And honestly, Gene's like original recipe. Like, he's who we got to know first.
Sure.
He's maybe the person we've talked to the most. He's clearly the most welcoming. He said hello so many times.
True.
But I feel like Icky is maybe a little more just kind of fun.
I do sort of like Sticky Icky.
Kind of the bad boy. The bad boy of the box. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ick's the axe.
I don't know. He likes hearing his name a little too much. I don't want to see what's inside that box.
It feels so good. It feels so good. What's up, fools?
We were just wondering, if we found a way to free you from this prison, do you think you've learned your lesson?
What's the lesson?
That you shouldn't enjoy the suffering of others and that you should find a way to help... be good in the world and leave behind a legacy.
Wizard.
Yeah.
It is literally my food.
Oh. Mm. Okay.
I feed myself on other people's suffering.
Hmm.
Oh, so much like you devour chaos, Usador.
Somehow.
Yeah, just put it in my mouth. Look... I know you can't deny your true nature, but nor can I. And if some wizard has trapped you here, I don't know that it's our place to set you free, necessarily. But we like you.
Oh, you could set me free.
But then you would continue feeding on the suffering of others.
Look, I've been here a long time. I would go home. I would leave. I would go home. I have the Americans on DVR. I have lots of shows to catch up on.
Oh, yes, okay. Well, Arnie, I think I'm convinced. I think we should set Ixthiax free.
I mean, I guess, can you magically set some sort of, like, criteria? Not like a physical box,
Arnie,
but almost like
Arnie, he probably doesn't have the money to afford those DVDs.
That's true. He is in a steel box, but still he can't afford, like, really expensive DVDs.
I prefer the Janus collection.
Look, what I'm trying to say is maybe you can limit what he can do. Like, maybe he can be freed, but then he can only devour the suffering of other demons or evil people. You could, like, make him dexter it or something.
Oh, okay. Let me see. Perhaps the answer is here right in front of us. Perhaps this demon's name is not Ixthiax at all. Perhaps the demon's name was always Ixiax Theme Globuthar Gene Jeeves.
Yes.
It is I, Jeeves. Again.
Hello, Jeeves. I was trying to figure out how to put all your names together into one name so that perhaps you would be a whole entity again.
There is only one true name of this box, and it is Jeeves.
Oh.
Oh.
Jeeves believes it's the true one as well. Oh,
But, Gene.
Hello.
What is the true name of this box?
I'm afraid I don't understand the question.
Ichthyax.
What's up?
What's the true name of this box?
The box? The box doesn't have a true name. It's me, Ichthyax. I'm the guy. I'm the guy in the box.
Globuthar.
Hello.
Hey, buddy. Listen, if you have time, can you tell us the true name of this box?
I have no name.
Okay.
I think Jeeves is king shit in the box.
Okay, so one of them always tells the truth and one always lies.
No, there's four of them. Or is Jeeves the box and Ichthyax is inside the box?
Hello.
What's up?
Okay, Icky, can we talk to you real quick?
What's up, fools?
Hey, if we set you free, what happens to the other three?
I don't even know the other three. Fuck those guys.
Jeeves.
Yes.
If we set you free, what happens to the other three entities in this box?
They dematerialize into the infinite.
Okay.
Did he say dematerialize or dementerize?
Ooh. I don't know.
It's definitely not the second. But what about number four? You fucking number four. Arnie, you're a total number four. Okay, guys.
Did someone say Buttlicker?
I implied it. Wait. Guys, hold on. Lift up my legs.
Okay.
Okay, now let me just reach with my tongue. Am I doing it?
No. Oh, come on.
Did
the solution isn't
fair. Yeah, you got
him?
It.
Did I
you
get it?
You got it.
I'm free. Oh, my. I'm free. I'm free. I am free. I have witnessed the ultimate suffering. One person licking their own butt, and I am free.
Oh, but Ixtiax, I'm afraid you may not be free, because Chunt didn't suffer one bit by doing that. He loved every second of it.
What? And no, I'm suddenly being pulled into the infinite void myself.
But I had to watch it.
Someone who enjoys a butthole.
That's right, motherfucker, and I'm still
going. You can stop.
No, I can't. I don't want to.
You can stop now.
He doesn't want to, Ani.
You know, we're still left with one question.
How are we going to release this smoky butt liquor? If you are in the market for a nice mezcal, please reach out to us, as we would love to sell smoky butt liquor.
Okay, we're left with two questions. What the fuck is up with Holly Fox that she gave you this box?
Well, to be fair, we were digging and we found it. Although I did turn around for a couple minutes, so she might have planted it there. Wait. Arnie, Usidor, do you think Holly Fox was the wizard?
Oh. Or was she your mom?
Come on. What the fuck? You want to go outside, motherfucker? Arnie, I'm talking to you. I can't beat Usidor.
Yeah, I'll kick your ass.
Think about where we started today. We started with an all-knowing box. Now think about where we ended up. All I'm saying is, Peabody Awards Committee, and I know you listen. Does it get better than this? Shut your pretty mouth. User of the Blue was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Rafai. Gene, the voice in a box, as well as all the other personalities trapped in a box. All those different characters. Hey, Matt, pretty impressive, right? Were played by special guest Hrishikesh Hirway. Hrishikesh is a singer and songwriter. Find his music on Spotify and Apple Music. And check out his many podcasts, including Song Exploder. Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production, made possible by a generous grant from the MacArthur Foundation, who foolishly bought into one of our many email phishing schemes. Also by supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon. People like Rachel Modafferi, Michael Fairclough, Stephen Bankson, Gwyn Murata, Joe Cavalieri, Roselle, Buffy Stout, some people slay vampires, others merely glare at them. Mike Tuckerman, Barry, Mike Snyder, K.D. Goddard, Kyle Makes Art, Jublia, are you that one Batman villain made entirely out of soup? Matt with one T, ugh, one T too many. Mark or Cousin Mark, Mallow, Kirsten Scram, Tam, Todd Donald, Will Harwell, and Dominic Anthony, bringing us home. Patrons get ad-free versions of new episodes and the entire back catalog, plus at least two new bonus episodes each month. Here's a clip of the most recent bonus episode where Arnie tries to explain fast food mascots to Chunt and Usador. Can you imagine? You don't have to. Listen.
First of all, the king of all fast food mascots, Ronald McDonald.
Whoa!
Oh.
Ronald McDonald, that's like Arnie Niekamp.
So you're saying that this is the Burger King, the famous Burger King?
No. The Burger King...
You said the king of all fast food mascots.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's the ironic thing. The Burger King is not the king. He's like, at best...
You just
like
said he was
governor.
The king.
What's that?
John, did he not just say he was the
you
king?
You just said he's the king.
Ronald McDonald is the king of all fast food mascots, but he's not the Burger
right,
King.
You said it again.
Arnie, I don't understand. And also, this picture you're showing us, if this picture were in black and white, I mean, currently it's color, so I see he has yellow and red and white. Mm-hmm. There's a lot going on. It's a very busy man who looks like he's doused in ketchup and mustard. If this picture were black and white, Arnie, he'd look exactly like that picture of a juggalo you sent me.
Mm-hmm. Like a juggalo, but it's got like old woman hair.
Ugh, recorded audio. Who knew? To learn more about supporting the show, visit patreon.com/magictavern. Before I get to the final dregs of the credits, yes, you'll get your moment, Garrett Schultz. I should tell you, the podcast is taking next week off for historically complicated Earth holiday Thanksgiving. Instead, there will be an unlocked Patreon episode in the main feed next Monday, and then we'll crawl back into your life with a regular episode Monday, December 5th. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adil Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz, so you can stop writing your angry Midwestern email. This episode edited by Sage GC. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland. Goodness, this time is unprecedented, and it seemed to wait until no one was listening. What is happening? Where am I?
He's fully awake! This is an emergency! Tim Sniffin is fully awake!
What am I doing in this water?
He's advised immediately. His eyes are open.
Who are you? How do you know my name? Will someone tell me what...
But here in ancient Elvish it does say, dare not speak the name of Globuthar.
Me Globuthar.
Globuthar?
Si.
Globuthar, como esta?
Está bien.
Oh, well, that's good. That's good.
That's Elvish?
I guess it would be, estoy bien. So... Let me pick a different voice for golf. Okay.